Pendengar, warga Australia suka dengan aktivitas yang berhubungan dengan air. Namun seringkali terjadi tragedi di dekat air pada musim panas. Banyak orang Australia baru tidak menyadari bahaya dengan air. Jadi bagaimanakah Anda tetap aman ketika berada di dekat air? Berikut ini rangkuman tentang hal itu. Musim panas dapat membuat frustrasi para penjaga pantai di Australia. Bahasa dapat menjadi kendala utama terhadap upaya mereka untuk menyampaikan pesan keselamatan yang penting. Dalam dekade terakhir ini tercatat hampir 1.000 kematian akibat tenggelam. Di pantai Queensland, hampir separuh dari semua kematian tenggelam adalah warga pendatang atau pengunjung internasional. Royal Life Saving Masyarakat Australia telah mengidentifikasi orang-orang berlatar belakang dari China, India, Korea Selatan, dan Malaysia berisiko tinggi di dekat air. Surf Life Saving Queensland baru-baru ini meluncurkan sebuah buku pedoman multibudaya untuk keselamatan di dekat air untuk membantu para penjaga pantai berkomunikasi dengan para perenang yang berlatar belakang bukan berbahasa Inggris. Chantel Viv adalah safety officer pantai yang membantu meluncurkan percobaan itu.
The trial is actually going really, really well. We only just introduced the book for the first week of summer, and our dawn patrol down on the Gold Coast actually utilized the booklet to speak to about 15 Korean people who were actually going in to enter the water, and they could easily communicate to the official to say that they're not allowed to swim in this spot, that they need to swim between the flags and directing them down to that safe place.
Australia memiliki sekitar 11.000 pantai pesiar, namun hanya 4% saja yang dipatroli. Chantel Viv mengatakan perenang yang baru bisa berenang harus mengikuti pengarahan para penjaga pantai yang bertugas.
The main things when going down to the beach is finding the flags and swimming between them, but as well also swimming during patrol times. So that's a big indicator where we want to swim when there's a life-saving or a lifeguard service down there, and only actually swim at patrol beaches.
Jumlah orang yang tenggelam terseret arus lebih banyak daripada jumlah orang yang diserang oleh ikan hiu ganas yang berjumlah 21 orang per tahunnya. Dr. Jack McCarroll dari School of Geosciences dari Sydney University mengatakan penting untuk mempelajari cara mengidentifikasi arus yang kuat.
Looking for a rip current, standing up high, looking for the dark areas where there's no wave breaking. They're narrow, fast-flowing offshore flows from the shoreline towards offshore where the waves are breaking. And most commonly, the reason we find rip currents is in channels between shallow bars. So you get more water coming onshore over the bars as waves break. And very simply, what's happening, that water gets pushed onshore and it runs back out through the deep rip channel.
Dr. McCarroll memperingati para perenang untuk menghindari arus yang menyeret dengan hanya berenang di daerah yang dipatroli saja.
Look for a place to swim where the waves are going to be as small as possible, because the waves are the things that force the rip currents. So the bigger the waves, the stronger the rips, and it's just more dangerous to swim anyway in larger waves. If you get into trouble, if you notice that you're being taken offshore and you realize that you're caught in a rip, is to simply put your hand up, stay afloat, get somebody's attention, and try to remain calm until you're rescued.
Rock fishing dianggap sebagai olahraga yang paling berbahaya di Australia. Sebuah studi yang dilakukan oleh Royal Life Saving Society atau RLSSA cabang New South Wales menemukan rata-rata 17 kasus orang mati tenggelam berkaitan dengan memancing per tahunnya selama bulan Juli 2000 sampai bulan Juni 2007. Di New South Wales, jumlah pemancing rock fishing dari latar belakang Asia yang tenggelam berjumlah 59% dari semua kematian rock fishing dalam periode yang sama. Craig Roberts, National Manager dari Risk Aquatic di Royal Life Saving Society, mengatakan bahwa rock fishing memang sangat berbahaya.
Persons who want to participate in rock fishing need to do so and get the right safety equipment and ensure that they're at the right location. Simple things like telling a friend and going with a friend of where you're going, making sure you're wearing cleats or the appropriate footwear, wearing a life jacket at all times, not just when you're in the water, but also on the edge of the water when you're fishing, so that if you do fall in, you can stay afloat until emergency assistance arrives.
Craig Roberts menambahkan bahwa para pemancing rock fishing harus selalu memeriksa cek keselamatan sebelum pergi memancing.
making sure what the weather conditions are, both from a meteorological point of view, but also from a surf point of view or from an ocean point of view. Rock fishing is a sport that the tides and the waves are one of the key factors that drag people into the water, causing death and drowning.
Hanya beberapa detik saja waktu yang diperlukan oleh ombak untuk menyapu para pemancing rock fishing itu. Meskipun tidak tenggelam, namun bahaya terhempas di batu-batu besar itu juga dapat mematikan. Dr. Jack McCarroll memperingatkan para peminat agar tidak tertipu oleh ombak yang sepertinya terlihat tenang.
It is certainly a very dangerous sport. It's advised to look at the wave conditions before you go out and make sure the waves are below a certain level, say 1 to 1.5 meters. When the waves are large and clean, the sort of big waves that surfers like, you can get breaks between the waves where they're flat for a while and then they get very large every 5 minutes or so. So those type of days where the waves are very large and clean can be particularly dangerous for rock fishers.
Craig Roberts dari RLSSA mengatakan, sungai adalah tempat utama korban tenggelam para migran di Australia. Bukan hanya pantai saja yang menempatkan para perenang dalam bahaya.
It's often the calm still waters above the river that look like it's safe, but it's usually underneath the water. Snags, trees, branches, things like that underwater, as well as your rip currents, which are often quite dangerous and are causing accidents and people to drown.
Roberts menganjurkan agar para perenang memeriksa terlebih dahulu tempat sekitarnya sebelum mereka berenang di sungai.
One of the key things is to make sure you walk in the river. Ask the locals about what is the dangers of the rivers. Be aware that there are dangers underneath the water. Wear a life jacket, learn CPR, and always swim with someone else.
Sementara penting untuk mengumumkan tentang bahaya pantai atau perairan di daerah pedalaman, namun juga penting untuk mengetahui tentang keselamatan di sekitar kolam renang. Dengan adanya musibah di mana dua anak balita di Sydney tenggelam baru-baru ini, Royal Life Saving Community mendesak para orang tua untuk secara aktif mengawasi anak-anak mereka setiap saat. Craig Roberts juga mendorong semua orang untuk belajar keterampilan CPR.
An important factor of saving anyone's life is getting early access to the person who is drowning, and then the next step is early CPR. We'd encourage everyone to obtain a CPR certificate and learn CPR skills. It may be your family or your family friend who you may have to save one day.
Nah, apakah Anda sudah tua atau masih muda, belajarlah berenang. Keselamatan di dekat air dan keterampilan dasar penyelamatan dapat membuat musim panas Anda bahkan lebih menyenangkan. Royal Life Saving Community menawarkan pelatihan CPR di seluruh negara ini. Untuk informasi tentang keselamatan di dekat air, kunjungilah situs dari Royal Life Saving Society di alamat www.royallifesaving.com.au. Untuk tips keselamatan di pantai dalam multilingual, kunjungilah situs Surf Life Saving Australia pada alamat www.slsaustralia.com.au.